still is drained as we lose our mind. The parts that had us paralyzed.
See a while. an incredible artist, guitar player, producer, singer-songwriter. That is Ghost by Sebastian Gaskin from Manitoba. I recently ran into him at the Ottawa airport. It's so funny running into musicians at the airport. It happens more than you think. It happens pretty much every time I go to the airport. So it was nice to run into you, Sebastian. I hope you're doing all right. Music from singer Tia Gaslow before that. The song was called Strangers, featuring Lanx. And Tia is from Queensland, Australia. Wonderful Indigenous singer-songwriter and artist that we have played on the show before. Now, let's get things happening with the Black Keys from Ohio. They're from Akron. And they're comprised of Patrick Carney and Dan Ackerbach, one of the premier producers out there. This is their hit song, Lonely Boy, and it's just for your listening pleasure right here on the Jukebox. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I got all of your loving, no one else. else in between.
No one else in between.
That is music from 19-year-old singer-songwriter and R&B star Luna L from Mississauga, Ontario. The song we just heard on the jukebox was called Perfect by Design. She's been nominated for a Juno Award. That happened last year, and I can see that she'll probably be nominated for many, many more as her career blossoms. My name is Julian Taylor, and you are listening to The Jukebox. We've got music from a singer-songwriter from a small village on the coast of British Columbia called Klimtu. And the song Ride the Waves from the album Halulu by Haley Wallace, a wonderful artist. I know you're going to love that song. Also on the show, Nige B, an Aboriginal musician producer from Saskatchewan who was just in New Orleans collecting an award. I saw him in the airport as well, and we got to chatting, and there's a picture of us, so that's really cool. Love that. And we're going to hear the song Heal, and that's from 2024. Also on the show, we've got something from my friends Brooks and Boskill. Jimmy and his wife Brittany live up near Grafton area, and they've got a really cool farm studio where they recorded this record. It's got a cool country twang and also some heavy rock sort of blues elements to it. He's a great guitar player. The song I Guess So is coming up right after Shovels and Ropes with the song Lay Low. Shovels and Rope are an American folk duo from Charleston, South Carolina. They do a lot of rock and roll, a little bit of traditional folk, and they've got some cool cover records that you should check out online. Here they are with Lay Low on the Jukebox.
Well, I probably should be drug out to sea. I can't hurt no one, no one can hurt me. At least I'd be free, then probably I'd see what caused me to be so detached completely. Jumping through a thick cloud of smoke, fumbling through all of the letters and the notes, the ones that you wrote. Did they keep me afloat, or just wrap around my throat like a noose on a rope? Probably both. Time soon, if it gets
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Maybe the world is too big for me. Having epiphanies going as far as our tendency. And in these tendencies that were hurting me, break the cycle, please. I gotta find the keys that were hidden behind the boundaries. Stressing astoundingly, breathing breath, so I'm grounded, please. Resting on soundly seas, out of mind and out of body ease. A hot commodity, a tropic breeze is all I need to raise my quality. I really mean it, it's no comedy. I need to laugh a bit, working on the truth, cause when I talk, it's only half of it. But stepping in the booth to speak the truth of all the tragic ish, creating magic with it. A better habit, gotta have it, it's what I was missing.
But maybe I'll heal from the better. Maybe I'ma heal. And maybe I can deal with it better. Maybe I'ma deal. I've got no time for wasting time for things that's pressing on my mind. I've got no time for wasting time for things that's pressing on my mind.
On a mission, don't know me, dream when I doze off. I take a load off my back, I had to hold off. Get my ducks aligned on the track, I put my soul on here. Hold off fear until the pathway's clear. Around this fear, I disappear into a hidey hole. Don't run from obstacles, it's solvable, align yourself. Anything is possible, it's optional, the father's dwell. I flew to Italy, don't belittle me off the henny. To solve the mystery, learn some history, lend it to me. The god of many of this dimension is all forgiving. The one that gave me knowledge to see my wrongs is more than plenty. Half the bottle empty, a halfway fool. I told these people not to test me. Yeah, they do, but if I'm patient then they'll bless me. Money and food, but I can only go for so long till they ruin my mood.
But maybe I'll heal from it better. Maybe I'ma heal. And maybe I can deal with it better. Maybe I'ma deal. I've got no time for wasting time for things that's pressing on my mind. I've got no time for wasting time for things that's pressing. Deal with it better. Maybe I'm a deal.
This is Birdman. As you gain experience with birds, you'll start to notice lots of bird behaviors and maybe draw your own conclusions about why they're acting a certain way. But it's also important to check your understanding from time to time, because there are a few persistent myths about bird behavior out there. A common one is that feeding birds makes them dependent on sunflower seeds you put out for them. In short, it's just not true. Even if you see your local birds ravenously eating at your feeder, those same birds are also finding wild sources of food at other times of the day. Birds also won't be heartbroken if you take down your feeder. They have plenty of other places to get their next meal, and will adapt their behavior quickly. That said, during cold snaps in winter, it can be very hard for birds to find food. And that's the one time that a humble bird feeder could transform from an extra source of food to a lifeline for hungry birds. So while birds aren't dependent on food from feeders long term, providing birdseed in the depths of winter could really help out your feathered friends. For Bird Note, I'm Mark Bramhill. Bird Note is supported by American Bird Conservancy, dedicated to conserving wild birds and their habitats throughout the Americas. Learn more at abcbirds.org.
We're bombarded by misinformation from every direction. It's hard to know who to trust, but you can trust the voices you hear on this station and other community campus and Indigenous broadcasters across the country. We need community broadcasters, and we need to let the government know how important they are. The plan is called the Community Radio Initiative, and we need you to write your local MP to explain why this matters to you. So go to mycri.ca, and you can find out how to help protect the future of this community station.
So Sundra Hejo CGSF